This is Spreaker Web Radio.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Video channels.
Welcome to Alternative News Talk, Episode 4, Season 2. How are we doing today, Bill? That's good, that's good. It is Tuesday, September 11th, 2012. And I don't know about you, Dill, but we didn't get a lot of 9/11 talk in school today, did you?
I know, man.
Got to put the links up real quick on the sites. Didn't do that. Let's start with the best and worst part of your weekend. Dale, what was the best part and what was the worst part of your weekend?
Best part of my weekend. No, I don't really remember my weekend that much. I remember it was a good weekend. I don't remember much of it. But the worst part of my weekend was there at home pretty late. So then I, you know, had to get up early Monday. So that was too well with me.
Okay.
How about you, Andy, man?
Best part of the weekend was having NFL back. We got the Cowboys-Giants game on Wednesday night, and then we got the season opener, or not season opener, but the weekend or weekly season opener, Sunday and Monday. So that was good. Worst part of my weekend would probably be Friday night. Me and you, we went to the football game. Our team got demolished. We had an hour rain delay. It was horrible, but it was still fun. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Let's get into 9/11. Everyone knows what about 9/11 is. A very tragic, unfortunate circumstances that went down that day. It was a Tuesday, and in 2001, the Twin Towers in the World Trade Center, did I really just say that? Center? Anyway, we are live. They got hit by planes, by Taliban, and it was just very unfortunate, but last year we did get the leader of the Taliban. Dill, what do you remember from that day?
From 9/11?
Yes.
Well, I was pretty little. So, I mean, I remember, the main thing I remember too, I was in first grade. I remember something going on, our old teachers were talking about something, and I remember watching TV. You know, I didn't really understand what happened there. At least not for, you know, until I talked to my mom and dad about it. you know, a couple of years down the line, playing with you, it was the same thing, you know, each year. We learned, you know, more about it, we get a different perspective on it.
What I remember in it was I actually skipped first grade that day. I stayed home and we were watching the news, and all of a sudden, you know, we saw planes hit the towers, and I actually believed that they didn't have cameras on it yet. Of course, I think the first plane hit, they were trying to figure it out. And a lot of people, you know, they just thought that a pilot hit it. You know what I mean? They never thought at first that it was a terrorist attack. You know what I mean? So, and then the second one hit, and they're like, okay, something's going on. But we really didn't know what was going on. But every news station was on, and you got to think about this. Even in 2001, it wasn't like it is today. You know what I mean? We did not have a Facebook. We did not have a Twitter. I don't think we had a MySpace back then. So word did spread, and yes, it was on TV, but not as fast. You got to remember, VCRs were still in style back then. We didn't have DVRs or TiVos. So you really had to work to get that on film. But if you're watching the news, then you probably caught it, or word of mouth, you know what I mean? But it would have been totally different if it happened in today's age with Twitter and Facebook. So basically, I was watching on TV, and you know, at that age, we're 18 now, so, you know, that was, what, 11 years ago? So we were, what, 8? 7? Something like that, very young. And maybe some of you were younger than that, or older, but just very tragic, and just pure chaos, I think, is the best word to put it, or unbelievable, or I don't know what you would really put it as. What word would you use that, Dale?
I don't think we really have a word that can really grasp what happened that day.
Yeah. But, you know, typical American fashion, we stood up, we believed and rose against what we believe in, and we fought the cause. You know, we all grouped together, we went back and rebuilt, and we declared war on Iraq and ultimately the Taliban. And you could argue now, is there any more Taliban out there in 2012, 11 years afterwards? That's not really our call.
It's still out there. It's just, you know, it's like, if someone took out the president, yeah, it'd be a big blow. We lost the president. We'd still be alive. They just lost the people. I mean, another person will report, but it's still a heavy blow. We got to keep after them to keep them down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've come a long way since that day. You know, with all the regulations we have, we make their job harder.
Yeah.
If nothing else, we make their job harder. So.
All right, y'all. We're going to get back on the subject in just a minute, but I want to take a quick commercial break, 30-second commercial break. If you're listening on the podcast, it won't affect you. If you're listening on the live broadcast, it will. We'll be back.
That sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Hey, all right, it's Kip Casper.
Spreaker is the website which turns anyone into a radio DJ. Log on to Spreaker.com for listening to thousands of radio channels and start creating your own radio today.
We are back live on air, and we're still talking about the 9/11 attacks and basically what happened that day, you know. And if you've noticed, over the weekend we had a bunch of TV shows and documentaries and stuff like that. So, Bill, will you talk about just real quick, just what changed after that day?
I mean, if you're someone who flies frequently, I mean, I don't fly frequently, but I've been flown a couple times here and there. It's a pain and a half when you get through an airport wall. You got to go through so many security check. There's so many items you can't take with you. You know, that's a major thing that really happens from it. And, you know, we have Homeland Security now. We're, you know, they really woke us up and opened our eyes. Because we'd never, the last time we had an attack like that on American soil.
Yeah.
Well, from a non-American would be like Pearl Harbor, you know. And we rose to the challenge when we entered the world in World War II. And that, the 7-11, the last terrorist attack we had, but, you know, that scale was here at home, you know, in Oklahoma City. And Timothy McVeigh bombed the building there. And I mean, that was someone on our soil. But this is foreigners who managed to strike on our soil using our own, you know, using our own planes to strike against us. It really opened our eyes, put us on our guard for anyone who, you know, threatened us.
Unfortunate stuff, and basically our simple thing is it will never be forgotten. You know what I mean? And hopefully the families are celebrating, not depressed by the loss of a friend, a family member, a son, a wife, anybody. We'll be back.
That sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Spreaker is the website which turns anyone into a radio DJ. Log on to Spreaker.com for listening to thousands of radio channels and start creating your own radio today.
Podomatic, it doesn't look like you can get money off of it. But on Spreaker, we're back. Anyway, so I want to talk about a quick story. This happened last night, and just kind of give an update. If you were watching WWE Raw last night, Jerry the King Lawler had a heart attack during the live telecast of Monday Night Raw. He is in the cardiac care, and his signs are stable. And that he's going to be okay. He had a heart attack 30 minutes after he finished a wrestling match on Monday Night Raw, performing in Montreal, Canada. And he was rushed to the hospital. He actually clinically died 20 minutes, but they revived him, so that's good to know. Red Sox, they're doing a Red Sox are playing the Yankees tonight. They're doing a 9/11 tribute. So that's pretty cool because it was in New York. And our next story, I heard this the other day. Dylan, if this happened to you, I want to know what you would do. You and your friend went on vacation, I'm not going to say where, and y'all are doing mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your friend is really, really horrible when he takes mushrooms, right? So let's say while you're sleeping, and then once you wake up, because you will after he cuts your tongue out of your mouth, beats you down, ties you up, tries to basically skin you. He cuts skin off your face, and then while you're still alive and looking right at him, he takes your heart out. What would you do?
Die.
Yes.
You know, I mean, having your heart removed from your body typically isn't a good thing. It usually results in a little thing we call death. So, you know, hypothetically, let's just say I did live.
Okay.
Chances are, I don't think I'd be friends with this guy ever again. I'm sorry, bro, but that's a little too much. I have to break it off.
And I totally understand that.
So, I mean, nothing personal, just kind of ripped my heart out, literally.
Yeah. That might not be very good. That might suck.
Just a little bit.
Well, I was about to ask, is it even possible to take your heart out? But I guess so. Would he have to... Obviously, he cut open the guy's chest, right? Mm-hmm. Would he just... Could he be able to grab it with his hands, or would he have to, like, cut it out? I mean...
You could technically pull it out with your hands if you get through the rib cage. I mean, I'm personally, I'm not a doctor, so I'm just kind of guesstimating on this, but you could probably pull it out.
Okay.
And the veins could be attached, and you could pull the heart out, and it could still work just fine. As long as it's attached.
That
it's
might...
It's not good to have your heart outside your body, but it could.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, so I'm not quite sure, but that's my guess to that.
Yeah, that might be a little painful. Anyway, the guy pled guilty to it, obviously, and he will be tried, and obviously he's... Actually, if you plead guilty, wouldn't you just automatically just go to jail? You wouldn't be able to have a court hearing?
If you plead guilty, you automatically go to jail.
Okay, if I just plead guilty, then I'll reduce my sentence to blah blah blah. Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know, I guess. So kids, if you're out there, if you want to rip your buddy's heart out, you're probably going to go to jail. And
ripping out somebody's heart is pretty good reason.
Attempted murder if he survives, and second degree murder if he does.
So, yeah. Probably
going
to jail for quite a while. That might suck. Just slightly, Andy.
Anyway, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
That sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
The website which turns anyone into a radio DJ. Log on to Spreaker.com for listening to thousands of radio channels and start creating your own radio today.
And we're back. Quick plugs, because I didn't get that out of the way at the beginning. Next Generation Wrestling Society.com presents this podcast. Go to Alternative News Talk. Actually, go to NextGenerationWrestlingCyber.com/radio to find all the podcasts. Tomorrow, Wednesday, September 12th, 2012, we're going to kick off a brand new show. Me and a buddy of mine, we're going to start our new show. It's going to be sports, MMA, wrestling, all that good stuff. It's going to be called Established Sports Radio. It'll be up on the websites. So definitely check that out. Pro Wrestling Unleashed, TNA All Access, and we're going to open up two more sites this weekend, so that's pretty cool. Join us this Sunday night for WWE Night of Champions 2012 pay-per-view, as I'll be doing live play-by-play coverage for our sites and 2xzone.com. Check them out. With that being said, we're going to wrap it up for September 11th. Me and Dill were discussing, should we do the show or should we not do the show? And I figured that we should not go silent and we should do a show. So, anything else you want to add today, Dill?
Alright,
y'all. With that being said, he's Dylan. I'm Andy. Alternative News Talk, Episode 4, Season 2. We'll see you next week. We'll see you next Tuesday. Run!